Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network's HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus. I know a lot of people listen to this show. You're polishing off your fifth turkey sandwich and polishing off that potato salad, the macaroni and cheese. And not the macaroni. You know that macaroni is good when the cheese has a little bit of a toastiness. If it has that creamy Velveeta cheesy macaroni, don't eat that during Thanksgiving. And don't cook that and serve that. Maybe a little bit of yams. I'm on a low carb diet right now, so I'm gonna be very unpleasant to my family throughout the holiday season. I gotta drop about 15 pounds. I was down about 190, 195 for a while and started eating bread again. So my man Dr. Garcia, who we run ads for on the show, he would not be happy with me over the last 6 months. So I gotta get my sexy back. But I wanna talk to start today's show. I have discussed my own journey and the fact that I've benefited from being the grandson of Charles Bradford, who was a CEO and an elite leader in the church denomination that I grew up in. And because I was his grandson, he was a famous, almost T.D. Jakes-like pastor figure in the 80s. I would not have had the opportunity to work for Advent Health, their healthcare system, coming out of grad school if it was not for my grandfather. I wouldn't have had a chance to work for Kettering Health Network, the hospital system that I launched my career in Dayton, Ohio. And I had a nice office and access and went through an executive training program. I wouldn't have had that opportunity if my grandfather wasn't somebody who had plugs, who had gravitas, who had the riz. That's what the kids say. I wouldn't have had those opportunities. Bronny James, we've all seen him play. If not for his last name, who he is, who his father is, he's not playing in the McDonald's All-American game. He's not going to a program like USC, which is a huge program in the second market in the country. He's not getting drafted at 55 by the Lakers. He's not in the G League. I'm not saying he's not a D1 athlete. He has D1 hops. He's only 6'2". But I'm sure he could have played, as I've said, he could have played for Iona. He could have played maybe for Wichita State. Maybe Florida Athletic. One of those teams could have gone. He could have gone to Howard. That would have been nice to have him at Howard. Get a little bit of that LeBron James money into HUR Voices, Sirius XM affiliate. But I use my own personal parallel because I wouldn't have had the opportunities that I have had if not for my last name, if not for my family connections, if not for the plugs. But the difference is when Lanch J got that opportunity, I worked 90 hours a week. I learned everything that you could possibly learn at that stage in my career. I was an animal. All I did was get up, shower, brush my teeth, get dressed, go to work, work out, come home, eat dinner, go back to work. I was working a double shift every day. I was working a 9 to 5. I'd go and get some steps in. I was coming back at 7 every day and working till 11 or midnight. I literally did that for a year and a half. I busted my arse. I was elite. I became elite. I got a lot of opportunities. Once again, you have the plugs, you have the connections, you have the last name, you have the cachet. I had a lot of people in my career early that poured into me. And I would not have had those opportunities if not, once again, for the family that I descended from. I hadn't accomplished anything more worthy than anybody else. Now, I went to a good school. I worked hard, but I wasn't the best in the class. I wasn't one of the best healthcare people coming out of graduate school in the country. I didn't go to Harvard. I wasn't on some internship where I did something groundbreaking and shifting the paradigm of healthcare. But you are not going to outwork Lance J. You still will not outwork Lance J. And I just don't see that with Bronny. I think the difference is I look at Bronny James. He doesn't seem to be getting better. He doesn't seem to be really all in on the G League. So he's kind of sitting on the bench for the Lakers. He's playing only home games for the G League. And of course, just like in my experience, when you are a benefactor of nepotism, which I was, people are going to say, well, this guy is a clown. This guy is not really the real deal. He's only here because of his last name. He doesn't have the skills. He doesn't have the mental dexterity. He's not tall enough. He's not fast enough. He's not. His work ethic is subpar. I've heard all of those things about myself, but I proved all of the doubters wrong. And then my career went into orbit from there. It was game on. Once you've proven yourself, people respect you. They say, hey, he might have got in the door because of who his family is, but this guy is crushing it, and I just don't see that with Bronny James. I see him regressing. And I'm not going to say that he's a spoiled kid or petulant or pampered or any of those things. I don't know what's going on in the LeBron James household, and neither do you. Neither does Stephen A. Smith. Neither does Skip Bayless. Well, he's not really on TV anymore. Neither is Jason Whitlock. Whoever covers sports, we don't know. But the performance, you can only hide behind your last name for so long. You can only hide. You can only fake it. They say in corporate America, they say to fake it until you make it. You can't fake it until you make it, especially if the job, which is the NBA two guard, is only six foot one and a half. You can't fake that. You can't fake that you're 6'7". You look at some of the clips of Bronny James, he looks bad, and most of the people that are in G League or in a development phase, or they're a pro ball player that's working through an injury, but the clips look bad. And I bring it up, LeBron James, I'm a big LeBron James fan. I think that LeBron James has pitched close to a perfect game in life on the court and off the court. I'm not one of those guys that bangs him for the championships that he's lost, because he's been to the NBA Finals 10 times. So he's not Jordan. He's not 6-0. But he went to the NBA Finals earlier. He's taken worse teams to the NBA Finals. He's put up amazing performances. He's been phenomenal off the court. He's a billionaire and still getting up at 5 in the morning to go to shoot-arounds and work out and go to practices at age 40, where he's still dropping triple-doubles. What more can you say about him? He's been great off the court. No DUIs, no speculation of drug addiction, no domestic violence stuff with his wife, none of that. Just a great father. He has a production company that if they sold that company, I'm sure it's worth 500 M's right now. So I'm a huge LeBron James fan, but he committed one of the cardinal sins. He announced to us recently that he's going to be taking a break from social media. Most of that is because people are ripping his child to shreds, and he doesn't want that. And I think that people know, fathers know when their sons are legit, and they know when they're not. If you looked at LeVar Ball, he knew that his kid, he's been telling you. That's why he's so arrogant. He's like, yo, my son Melo is nice, and he's only 6'1 now. Wait till he hits that growth spurt. He's 6'5, 6'6, 6'7. He's going to be an elite scorer in the NBA. He knew that his son Lonzo was going to be a solid player in the NBA. So I have two sons that I think are be in the NBA, going to be lottery picks. I would be arrogant too. Richard Williams, he knew that his daughter, his baby girl, was going to be the GOAT. He knew that. He knew that early in the game. He knew that Venus was going to be great, but he knew that Serena was going to be the best of all time. So he carried it that way. So people know, and LeBron knows that his son's not very good. And I'm not here to criticize Bronny James or say that he sucks and all of that stuff. But you have to ask yourself, if your son doesn't perform, how long can he hide behind your family's success? And then does he become a mascot? Is that better for Bronny James? Is it better for him to be the Lakers mascot? You think that the other people on the team, when LeBron's not around, you think that they treat him with respect? You think that fans treat him with respect? You think that when Bronny James is pulling up in his Lambo to get gasoline and he interacts with fans, you think that they treat him with respect? Did LeBron do this for his son, or did he do this for himself? To be able to say that I play with my son, that's another one-up on Mike and Magic and Bird and Wilt and Bill Russell and Kareem and some of the other greats that I'm compared to, Kobe. It's just something to ask. I'm not hating on Bronny. I hope that he gets better. I hope that he builds his career. I hope that he has success. But if you just look at his skill set, he doesn't look like someone that has any business out on an NBA court. There are only 5,000. People don't understand this. There are only 5,000 people that have played in the history of the NBA. Because remember, back in the day, the NBA only had 8 teams. There are only 5,000 men that have suited up for an NBA game, which means that if you played in the NBA, even if you played for 1 year, even if you played for a couple of games, you're basically a GOAT. You're one of the best players in the history of this world. The odds are so slim. People that have played basketball, people that played varsity basketball, people that played college basketball, people that played semi-pro, people that played over in Israel or Turkey or Russia. And you have people that played in the NBA. And it becomes fraudulent. It becomes an embarrassment. It becomes a punchline when someone is just so ill-prepared physically, mentally, and as far as developing their craft. I'm rooting for Bronny, but so far it has not been good. Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM Channel 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit NCUI.org.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.
James Lewis.
I love guns, just for the record. I'm all over the map today. I love guns. One thing about me, a lot of people don't know. If you see me in Nashville, there is a 99.9% chance that I'm armed. Because in Nashville and in Tennessee, you can carry conceal.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I always got the toast on me. I'm not a thug. I live in a gated community. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but I always have a gun on me. I always have a burner on me all the time because it's legal. It's my right as an American to have the strap.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
They're here. McDonald's best burgers ever. They're hotter with the cheese deliciously melted. And they're juicier with the patties cooked to juicy perfection. Yes, they're tastier with a pillowy, soft, golden bun. There,
rubble, rubble.
Looks like we've been hamburgled. These are our best burgers ever.
Rubble, rubble.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.